It's time for the Breakfast Club, brought to you today by the Bank of Maysville, with locations throughout town and online at bankofmaysville.com. The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome here on the program. We have representatives from St. Patrick's School Inn talking about their school musical coming up. The Sound of Music is actually coming up this week, March 8th and 9th at the Washington Opera House in downtown Maysville. We have Betsy Cobb with us. And Betsy, hard to believe another musical is here. We've been doing this for a number of years now, and one coming up this weekend.
That's right. We're performing The Sound of Music this year, and it will be, as you said, at the Washington Opera House.
Talk about how things have gone. You've got practices, rehearsals, you've got kids in different sports, activities, jobs. Just explain all that and how you bring it together for our listeners.
As usual, we spend our last 2 weeks of preparation and dress rehearsals wherever we're having it, whether it be at the college or this year at the Opera House. So we just got in there this week, and it's a nice experience to be at the Opera House for kids who have never been in a, you know, in an actual theater versus just an auditorium with a big stage. So it's a little overwhelming for some because it's a bigger stage. We have more curtains. We have everything's just bigger at the Opera House, but it gives you that sense of actually, you know, doing a theatrical production.
Talk about selecting The Sound of Music and what goes into that for our listeners.
Well, I have my partner in crime, I call her. Sarah Bowers is here today. She's our director and producer. And we just usually get together and chat. What students do we have and who would be good for what? And it was kind of a pretty easy decision. She basically said, "How about The Sound of Music?" I said, "Yes." And that was it.
I don't know if we're going to get Sarah on the air, but talk about what she does to help you.
Oh, I'm going to make her
get the
microphone.
We're going to have her on the air. But how do you guys work together to achieve this for the students?
She has, for years, been stage manager background, you know, running the sets and everything. And she's really good with staging and putting the kids where they need to be on stage, and I just mostly do all the music and help prompt, that kind of thing.
You have the students and you have an idea of who's what's part. Talk about the audition process and or filling roles and making sure that you've got the right students for the right part.
We had quite a few students audition to be the Von Trapp children. We even had a few to audition for Maria and the captain. We kind of had a little feeling it was going to be Ethan Klee for the captain. So we just kind of worked from that. And as I said, we've got 7 Von Trapp children. So we had quite a few come out. A lot of students to audition for Gretel, which was the little one. And we had to have callbacks for that, just finding just the right one.
And it's exciting to have that many students engaged or involved in the process. I know, tough, but exciting at a small school to have that many.
Other than Gretel, our cast is 7th grade and up, so they're pretty mature and so far doing well in the Opera House. And, you know, they do have to be a little more mature, the younger ones, because they are working with juniors and seniors who have a lot of experience.
Your students spend a lot of time. I know you guys have rehearsal multiple days a week. Just talk about the prep work you guys put in. It's like any athletic team or any event. You guys are putting a lot of time, hours, dedication during school, after school to make The Sound of Music as good as possible.
We actually started, Ms. Bowers made a schedule for just volunteer rehearsals in December. We knew by then and had most of our cast except for Gretel. So she always makes a calendar and just start with, you know, a couple of scenes or, hey, let's just have a read through. And then we start with that for a while, and then we throw some music in or just have separate music rehearsals. And so we basically, when we came back from break in January, we started every day.
Now give us the dates and times and then how our listeners can purchase tickets to see it this weekend at the Opera House.
Show times are Friday, March 8th. 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 9th at 7 p.m. And we also have a matinee on Saturday, March 9th, and it's at 2:30. You can get tickets when you arrive to the Opera House if you want to come see our show, or you can call St. Patrick's School 564-5949 for reserved seating.
And what's it like? This is a well-known production, musical, excitement for the community or school or the kids. I mean, you've seen that with the engagement and the audition process, so I'm sure people are eager and excited to see it.
This is a very well-known show, so we do have a lot of extra people that'll probably come see it just because it's an older show and they are familiar with it.
You've got four students here today. Who do you want to introduce first? Tell us what role they're playing and a little bit about them.
We'll start with our senior, Taylor Watts.
Taylor, talk about, you've been in a number of productions over the years. Just explain some of your roles for our listeners.
Yes, I have. I started doing the shows at St. Pat my freshman year. I played the cop in Clue, got murdered. That was fun. And then I did audition my sophomore year, but then had to back out due to prior commitments, unfortunately. And my junior year, I played the Queen in Cinderella, and this year I play Liesel.
Now, when Miss Cobb or Miss Bowers mentioned you guys are doing The Sound of Music, what came to mind or what role did you want? I mean, walk us through the anticipation of going through the audition process.
I usually try to go into it pretty open-minded. I auditioned for Maria and Liesel, and so I ended up with Liesel, which I'm perfectly happy with. I get to wear pretty dresses and dance around a lot, so.
Talk about auditions and how that's gone. You know, it's like a puzzle putting it together, and you guys are coming up on the show coming up this weekend.
Right. So I actually only had to audition once this year, which was quite different from the previous year where we auditioned like four times. So I actually did receive what role I got while I was on our senior retreat at Notre Dame, so that was fun. And then we've been working really hard on this. I am a cheerleader. We just actually had districts this past week. So it's been kind of hard balancing practice a lot of long nights, but I definitely think it's worth it.
And then you guys now are having the show at the Opera House. Talk about experiencing that and the different dynamics from MCTC, which you've used in the past.
It's very exciting. I have not done a show in the Opera House. I've done several at the college, and it's a different experience, and I think it's much more exciting because you get to feel almost more professional. It's obviously not a professional show, but it also, I think, is just acting in like an environment like that is just more fun, I think.
Favorite role, scene, moment in The Sound of Music, what do you enjoy best?
Oh, definitely 16 going on 17. I won't spoil too much, but we've been working really hard on the choreographing the dance for it because as much singing, there's a lot of dancing. There's some lifts, there's some spins, there's a lot of fun moments that I'm very excited about.
What's it like seeing it all come together? The whole process of when you auditioned and now the show coming up this weekend, and you guys spent a lot of time with Miss Cobb, Miss Bowers working on this.
It's very exciting. I legitimately believe this is going to be one of the best shows we've ever done. I think the parts fit everyone really well. Everybody's been working really hard. Like, I just think it's coming together very quickly, but also very well.
Now, you're a senior. What's next for you? College, major, when you graduate, you're coming up this spring.
Right. So I am undecided on college. I've got a few that I've been accepted to. I'm just trying to decide which is the best fit. I'm planning on doing some sort of government or pre-law and then heading to law school after. So,
Ms. Bowers, Ms. Cobb wanted to get you on. Talk about your role in this musical production and how it's all come together.
Yeah, my name is Sarah Bowers. I've been teaching at St. Pat for 11 years, and I am the stage manager and co-director with Betsy Cobb. It's great to work with her and our students. So we have been rehearsing, like she said. We started in December with rehearsals, and then we picked back up in January. And I love working with these kids. I'm incredibly proud of them. They pour everything they have into this. And some of them, we're a small school, so a lot of people wear a lot of hats. We have, you know, our lead over here, we'll talk here in a minute. She, at the same time she was committing to this musical, she was also a starter on the basketball team. She plays club volleyball in addition to other things that she does at school. And that's just one example. Our whole cast is like that. My favorite moment, though, is when the curtains finally rise and the house is dark and the stage lights come on, and I get to watch these kids go out there and experience what it's like to just nail what we've been practicing for months in front of a live audience and get that feedback. And it's just, they glow, and I get to see that, and it is beautiful.
What's it like seeing it come together? I've kind of asked all these guys this, because I know you start students in mind, and you have good rehearsals, bad rehearsals, mixed rehearsals, and now coming up this weekend to watch it, have feedback, have individuals show up, support the school. You know, what's it like piecing it together?
You know, at the beginning, we're working individual scenes, individual songs, and then slowly we start to put them together into bigger and bigger pieces. And then last week, the first week we were in the Opera House, we start with actual run-throughs of scenes and then acts. And they fall apart. We do notes, of course, at the end of a run-through, and several times I wrote down, scene fell apart. But that's okay because things that fall apart can be put back together. And that's exactly what happens.
What's the excitement like? You know, Betsy kind of mentioned a lot of students auditioning. You know, it's a well-known production, community members wanting to buy tickets. I mean, I'm sure the kids feel the excitement, the anticipation, and you and Betsy as well.
Oh, yes. When you put on a show like The Sound of Music, you know, there are expectations. You know, people are familiar with this. They're coming to see seven adorable children and postulant who becomes a wife of a well-known captain. You know that people are expecting to see a thing. But you get to interpret that the way that you want. The students get to interpret that the way they want. And then you get to see them shine.
Who do we have next? What student?
This is Allie Cassio. She's a junior and she's playing our mother Abbess.
Allie, talk to us about what roles have you done in the past with the musical productions?
Oh, wow. I have been involved in St. Patrick productions since third grade, starting out with when we did Annie at the Opera House, and I was playing Molly.
Now, talk about growing and evolving and getting more involved with the musicals. You mentioned intermediate school, and now talk about your role this year.
Mother Abbess is definitely more of a maternal kind of mentor to Maria, and she definitely is a figurehead for all the nuns, but she especially has a soft spot for Maria because I think at the goodness of her heart, she wants to find the best for her.
Now, did you have a role in mind that you wanted before auditions and then your cast? Talk to us about that.
I definitely had a top three in mind. So that was Maria, Liesl, and Mother Abbess. So I'm very content with the role I got.
How have practices gone and putting it together and, you know, coming up this weekend? Just how has everything come together for this production?
It's been a lot of hard work and everyone has been so dedicated into trying their best and learning. We've had so many newer kids join the musical and it's been a great experience watching them grow as performers and just learn.
How do you balance everything? I'm sure you're involved in different activities as well as your other classmates, working on it school, after school, homework, extracurriculars. Like, how do you balance it all and come to practice focused?
You just have to find time in between. And Miss Bowers and Miss Cobb are very gracious in allowing us to step aside and, like, be able to work on things that we need to do.
Favorite scene, moment, song? What's your favorite part of The Sound of Music?
Definitely at the end of Act One when I have my solo Climb Every Mountain. It's kind of the turning point where she kind of tells Maria that you need to figure out what you want.
How excited are you for the production coming up this weekend? I know you guys are going to have some dress rehearsals this week and have done it in front of maybe parents, your classmates. What's the anticipation heading into this weekend?
It's going to be very hectic, but it's going to be just a wonderful experience seeing it all come together and be like just this massive production that we have been anticipating since the very beginning.
Who do we have next?
Next we have Ethan Klee, and he's playing Captain Von Trapp.
Ethan, talk about some of your roles you've had in the past with St. Patrick Productions.
Last year I was Prince in Cinderella. The year before I was a Cheshire Cat. A lot of makeup involved with that one. I've always kind of been, if they need a boy, I'm the one who does that role.
Now, what role did you have in mind for this year? And when they announced The Sound of Music, what were your expectations or anticipation heading into this production?
My expectations were high. I kind of expected what I got.
What role are you playing in this production?
I'm the captain, the one who gets to kiss the lovely Maria.
Now, walk us through rehearsals and how all that's gone leading up to the production coming up this weekend.
Very peaceful. I'm content. I have fun at practice. We get there, we do what we need to do, and we go home for the night.
Now, what have you learned the last couple years to help you in this role or things that you've tried to learn through your previous roles to this lead role this year?
I've kind of learned that it's kind of my responsibility to help the more inexperienced people. And if they need tips, I'll help them out some. But I've been involved in a lot, so I kind of just carry on from what I've been involved with before.
And what's it like seeing it come together with your classmates here? You've been in a lot of productions over the years, you know, from that first rehearsal coming up this weekend. How have you guys meshed together to put this production on?
Not going to lie, at first it was a little hectic. It was hard getting everyone to practice because of prior obligations. But towards the end, when we started all getting there, about 3-4 weeks ago, we did a scene. I was like, okay, this isn't going to be as bad as what I nearly had expected. So it's gotten pretty good from where I thought we were.
And then talk about whether it's choreography or memorizing your lines or your song, or just walk us through that process of working and trying to get your notes right and trying to get all that stuff, and whether it's after school or before school or during rehearsal.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have all my lines memorized. I don't even have all the lyrics memorized. The songs, I know the melodies and stuff. But it's not difficult. It's more so the repetition of just doing it. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to pick up.
Favorite moment for you in your role, scene? What are you going to enjoy the most with the performance this weekend?
Well, I've got two. One is when I yell at Emma, because I just think it's very... It takes a lot of stress off of my mind. And two is definitely the last song that I sing, Edelweiss, because it's very calm, mellow. It's kind of like my last hurrah.
What's the relationship with your classmates like? Because I think you all are pretty close. How have you gotten closer, maybe some of the younger students, seventh grade and up, you know, form friendships and kind of taking younger kids under your wing, you mentioned?
Well, I think, especially with St. Pat, so small compared to other schools, it's more of a familiar, family-like atmosphere. So Emma's actually my cousin, but a lot of the classmates, I feel more so family. So we're there for each other. We help each other. It's nice.
Who do we have next?
Up next, we have Emma Gallenstein playing Maria.
Emma, talk to us about, I know you're involved in a lot of things Ms. Cobb mentioned. How do you balance it all and get prepared for this weekend?
So in the beginning, it's very difficult just because in basketball, you're drawing near districts. So practices start to become a lot more stressful. But then also in the play, you know, you still have to learn your lines and understand the music and really fall in with these people and get the scenes under. So it is difficult, but you find a nice balance in between practices and whatnot.
Now, you've been in a lot of productions over the years. Talk about some of your roles.
Yes. So last year I was Cinderella in the play Cinderella. Prior to that, we did Alice in Wonderland, and I was the Caterpillar and the March Hare. So I've been in quite a few. I was also in Annie with Allie in the third grade. So I've been doing this for a while.
Did you want this role? Did you have it in mind for The Sound of Music?
Going in, I actually wanted Gretel. No, I'm just kidding. But yes, I did have Maria in mind. That was for sure my top choice.
How have you kind of locked in and focused in? I mentioned all the extracurriculars. This final week, I'm sure it's stressful, but exciting to see it come together.
Trying to get in the right mindset is, it can be difficult sometimes because, I mean, you're waking up early in the morning, going to 8 hours worth of school, and then you have to immediately go down to the Opera House and just do another 4 hours of practice. So it is difficult, you know, keeping yourself up and going, but... Having Molly Teitelbaum as our Gretel, we have taken her under our wing. Like,
she's our kid
at this point. And she is the most funny, outgoing, and she just keeps everyone's energy so high. I mean, we're all just laughing at her constantly. She's the funniest little kid ever.
What's it like building new relationships with your classmates? You kind of mentioned you've been in a number of productions. I'm sure you guys knew each other, but you've got a lot closer throughout this process, the months you've been together.
Yes. So a lot of our kids, as Ms. Cobb mentioned, we have a cast of seventh grade and up. So a lot of the kids are younger. So I don't hang out with them on a day-to-day basis at school. So like Mason Weber or Alayla Sims or Celie Little, I don't see them on a day-to-day basis, but having them come in, and they're so much fun too. They're great kids to be around. They really help the atmosphere and just help everyone.
What's it like playing one of the major roles? You've played some in the past. Mm-hmm. I guess you put expectations on yourself, or I don't know if you put pressure, you kind of relish that role.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, there's for sure pressure. Like, you know, you're kind of the main lead of this. Like, you're the one running this musical, so you kind of can't fail right now. So it is a little stressful, but at the same time, it's so fun. I mean, you have so much support behind you, and everyone does believe in you. So.
And then this year, you're at the Washington Opera House. Talk about the adjustment going from, you know, MCTC to the Opera House and that venue.
The Opera House is amazing. I cannot be more grateful that we get to do it down there. MCTC is great just as well, but the Opera House is just a whole different atmosphere. I mean, you're in this big stage and everything lights up at once, and it's just beautiful. It's awesome to be in.
Now, talk about this week and final preparations and seeing, you know, the curtain pulled and facing the crowd, and what's that going to be like?
So my first scene is my absolute favorite scene. I get to come in, surprisingly. You won't really see me at first, but it's awesome because I start off with my song and I really just get to have my moment and embrace everything around me. It's awesome.
Ms. Bowers, you've got the dates and times. And again, if we've got people just tuned in this morning, St. Patrick's School presents The Sound of Music coming up this weekend. Give us the dates, times, and ticket information.
The Sound of Music by St. Patrick's School will be March 8th at 7 o'clock, March 9th at 2:30 and 7 at the Washington Opera House. And you can purchase tickets either right before the show or by calling the school 606-564-5949.
And again, tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for students, and then 3 and under are free. Best of luck with the show this weekend.
Yes, thank you. And we definitely want to thank the Opera House and the Maysville Players. We are very gracious for the opportunity to be there.
The Breakfast Club has been brought to you today by the Bank of Maysville, with locations throughout town and online at bankofmaysville.com. The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.